Okay. Let's go. Ukvar yishlamnu b'zeh haperek. We're just taking off with the different types of beings on earth. Okay. But the special nature of man. Shedvarenu einam rak b'nefesh ha'adam. Right, that there's certainly what to talk about regarding human beings, but there are things we do that obviously are shared by other beings on the world. Kikoach hamazon shiizon bo adam, enu kikoach hamazon shiizon bo hasus vachamor, ki adam nizon b'chelak hazon min hanefesh enoshis. That an animal needs to eat things, and a human being needs to eat things. You see what the Rambam is trying to do here, like Ramban, the beginning of his Perush to the Torah. Is that there were philosophers who were saying, we're just, you know, and a lot of thinkers are saying this today also.
Oh, we're just animals.
Yeah, we're just, another animal. We're just,
It's very common.
What are you doing? A man has to behave this way with women because that's the way a male horse behaves with horses, and that's the way a male donkey behaves with donkeys, and that's the way, so that's, I'm sorry, that's what we are.
You have to be a fool not to see that.
Right, okay. So the Rambam wants to say, you know, don't go down that road. Hamor nizon b'chela kazon min hanefesh hachamoris, v'hanesher nizon b'chela kazon min hanefesh hashelah. Every animal has their own needs and their own purposes. Here, it's also about this. We're organic, right? We're going to go back to the dust from which we came at one point. So, the Greek thinkers, the Rabban, I think, refers to them as the Chachmei HaTeva. That they felt that since we're comprised of a conglomeration of all kinds of elements, that those elements from the minute we're born are destined to go back to where they came. So there are some Avodah Zarah elements to this too. That's fire, right? We came from the fire. We're going back to the fire. So the Ramban wants to say that God is the master of all nature, and God can say, no, I created this one thing, but this one thing was not meant to decompose and go back to that. It's only sin that makes that happen. And no animal can sin. So that happens to animals, but it doesn't happen to human beings. Now, Koheles has some psukim that says, we can't prove that, so mi odea, who knows if the animal goes this way or the dog goes that way. So he's just, it's not heresy per se, because he's just saying, can we prove it? We can't. We can't prove it in this world. But the Ramban suggests that's why God is called Shaddai. Zesha Omar Dai, the Gemara in Chagiga says, is that I'm not constricted to what the Chachmei HaTeva think is what's supposed to happen to elements. Right? So, Omnam Yamer al Kol Nizon Bishituf Hashem Levad Lo She'inyon Bechulam Echad Ba'atzmo. When I said the ones that are Nizon, and animals share that with people, of course, now to that extent, really plants have to be called Nizon also. If a plant is cut off from its photosynthesis and from its source of light and its water, it's also not, there is plant food, right? So they probably understood that then, but the plant is not going to because it doesn't have water and it's going to go searching for water. Can't do that. That's what we mean. The mouse, it's thirsty. It's going to look for a source of water. It's probably going to find it. Hashem put all of that out there for all animals, because there's an important chain for them, right? There's one of those. It says that the human being spoiled is the dog. The dog is really a wolf. We've ruined it. The dog will not survive on its own. It doesn't have the ability anymore to survive on its own. That's why the Yerushalmi says there's nafkamina. You can feed the dog. The dog that doesn't belong to you, because you destroyed him.
The Gemara says that the dog is the one animal that can't survive on its own.
The dog will not survive on its own, because we domesticated it to the point that what it needs to survive, it's not gonna. Look, there are lions that we have ruined.
The Jews,
because we've ruined them, but we've ruined their habitat. They're starving. There's some places in Africa where thousands of them are just starving. There's nothing for them to eat.
The Jews 2,000 years ago ish owned dogs. That was the thing.
The Gemara Bava Kama says they shouldn't own a violent dog, but the dog was for one reason: is to protect your property. We have them because they're cute. can take the place
of
children.
Your apartment.
They're pretty cute.
Yeah. I'm going to have to stop here because I have to. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. It's just such a short time.
Yeah, there's a neighbor there. Everyone in my building has a dog. And more dogs than children in my building.